Russia's financial crisis is taking its toll on the country's auto industry. It could see a 35% drop in sales this year. Last week, GM announced that it's closing its auto plant in St. Petersburg, and Volkswagen says it will lay off workers and reduce shifts. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports these troubles highlight a dismal picture for foreign investment in Russia.
7 years ago, GM was looking at a bright future in Russia, and the car market was expected to grow at a rate of more than 10% a year. The company promoted its newest auto plant with a video that praised Russian government cooperation with the industry.
St. Petersburg is constantly developing industrial and economic center with very close connections to Europe. Today, the city is also developing as the center of automotive industry in Russia.
Now, GM has announced that it will close that plant and take a $600 million charge to pay for the restructuring. GM, like many foreign automakers in Russia, is facing a car market that's near collapse. Low oil prices and Western sanctions imposed on Russia for its annexation of Crimea last year drove the ruble down by 40%, and with it, consumers' buying power. This is analyst Mark Adamanos, who's covered the subject for Forbes.
Given what Russian average incomes are, big-ticket items like cars have never been easy to afford. But if all of a sudden you make that car 50% more expensive, 30% more expensive, it's just beyond people's reach.
Adamanos says GM's costs rose more than many other automakers in Russia because the company imported many of its parts instead of sourcing them locally. But GM isn't the only foreign car maker having problems in Russia. Volkswagen announced that it's cutting back. The Korean company, SsangYong, said it didn't ship any cars to Russia in January and February because there simply wasn't a market for them. The Russian government announced plans to provide car makers with $166 million in subsidies to help tide them over. GM's workers at the St. Petersburg plant say they're angry and scared by a closure that will affect thousands of people. This is Pyotr Lyetkamin, chairman of the Union Shop Committee.
It's very painful. People are calling me, asking me, what should I do? How will I feed my kids? How will I pay my mortgage?
Mark Adamanis says that although it's very hard on people who lose their jobs, the overall job loss probably won't be felt in an economy where many people are employed by the government. The real danger, he says, is the signal this sends to potential foreign investors.
The automobile industry is one of the very few where they did a good job of attracting foreign investment. And to see one of the few industries where they, you know, have some real success stories to tell, you know, to see people slashing production and or just, you know, in GM's case, pulling out entirely is very worrying.
Adamanis says it's a sign that foreign investors no longer see the costs of doing business in Russia as being worth the benefits. GM's plant closure will stop production of Chevrolets in Russia and wind down production of its German-designed Opel brand. During its hot-selling days in Russia, Opel hired supermodel Claudia Schiffer to appear in an ad touting the car's engineering. The ad closes with Schiffer speeding down a ramp in a parking garage.
Opel Mokka.
Nowadays, that downward spiral could just as well represent the auto market in Russia. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.